Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Guadeloupe Episode 2, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 5, Rebellion and the Quest for Freedom, 1700s, 1802. The 18th century was a time of profound tension and transformation in Guadeloupe. The booming sugar economy had solidified the island's role as a crucial asset in France's colonial empire, but the foundations of this prosperity were built upon the brutal exploitation of enslaved Africans. The oppressive conditions of slavery, the rise of resistance movements, and the growing influence of revolutionary ideals from France and neighboring colonies set the stage for some of the most significant uprisings in Guadeloupe's history. This chapter explores the fierce rebellions, the heroic acts of resistance, and the relentless struggle for emancipation that shaped the island's destiny. The seeds of rebellion, life under oppression. By the early 1700s, the enslaved population of Guadeloupe had outnumbered the free settlers, creating an uneasy balance of power. Plantation owners, fearing revolt, enacted increasingly severe measures to maintain control. The Code Noir, enforced by the French Crown, sought to institutionalize the subjugation of enslaved Africans, restricting their rights, criminalizing escape, and establishing draconian punishments for any act of defiance. Yet, despite the oppressive legal system, acts of resistance flourished. Many enslaved people engaged in passive resistance, subtly disrupting plantation productivity by working at a slow pace, breaking tools, and feigning illness. Others took more direct action by plotting and executing rebellions. Underground networks formed among the enslaved, with secret meetings held under the cover of night, where strategies for escape and insurrection were devised. The Maroon communities, escaping to freedom. Throughout the 18th century, Guadeloupe saw the rise of Maroon communities, formed by runaway slaves who sought refuge in the island's dense forests and mountainous regions. These settlements, hidden from colonial authorities, became sanctuaries where African traditions thrived, free from European control. The Maroons waged a guerrilla war against the plantation owners, launching raids to free others from bondage, sabotage crops, and challenge the colonial order. Their resilience made them a constant thorn in the side of the French authorities, who responded with brutal military campaigns to capture or eliminate them. Despite these efforts, Maroon resistance remained a persistent force, symbolizing the unyielding desire for freedom. Revolutionary ideas and the impact of the French Revolution. The winds of revolution sweeping through France in 1789 did not go unnoticed in Guadeloupe. The Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen, which proclaimed liberty and equality, ignited hope among the oppressed. While the French Revolution primarily focused on dismantling the monarchy and aristocracy, it also fueled debates about the morality of slavery. News of the Haitian Revolution, 1791-1804, sent shockwaves across the Caribbean, inspiring enslaved populations to challenge their own chains. Led by Toussaint Louverture, the Haitian uprising demonstrated that enslaved people could overthrow their oppressors and establish an independent nation. The fear of similar revolts prompted plantation owners in Guadeloupe to tighten their grip, but the revolutionary ideals had already taken root. The 1794 abolition of slavery and its aftermath. In 1794, under pressure from revolutionary factions, the French National Convention abolished slavery in all its territories, including Guadeloupe. This decree, however, did not come without resistance. Many plantation owners and colonial elites rejected the decision, fearing the loss of their economic dominance. French Commissioner Victor Hugues was sent to Guadeloupe to enforce the abolition. With the support of formerly enslaved fighters, he waged war against royalist planters who refused to comply. Thousands of enslaved people took up arms, fighting alongside French troops to defend their newfound freedom. However, the victory was fragile, as new challenges loomed on the horizon. Napoleon's betrayal and the return of slavery, 1802. The triumph of emancipation was short-lived. In 1802, Napoleon Bonaparte, seeking to restore France's colonial economy, reinstated slavery in the Caribbean. His decree was met with fierce resistance in Guadeloupe, where those who had tasted freedom refused to return to bondage. Led by the legendary rebel Louis Delgers, a force of formerly enslaved men and women took up arms against the French army. Knowing that the odds were against them, Delgers and his followers made a heroic last stand at the Battle of Matuba, preferring death over submission. Facing inevitable defeat, Delgers and his warriors detonated their own stronghold, choosing to die as free men rather than live as slaves. Their sacrifice became a defining moment in Guadeloupe's history, embodying the unbreakable spirit of resistance. The aftermath and legacy of resistance. Though Napoleon successfully reinstated slavery, the seeds of defiance had already been sown. The brutal repression that followed did not erase the memories of rebellion. Rather, it fueled the determination of future generations to fight for justice. The legacy of Louis Delgers and the countless unnamed freedom fighters who resisted oppression continued to inspire later movements that would ultimately lead to the final abolition of slavery in 1848. As Guadeloupe entered the 19th century, the scars of colonization and slavery remained deeply embedded in its society. The struggle for freedom was far from over, but the heroism of those who resisted during this turbulent period ensured that the dream of liberation would never be forgotten. Chapter 6: The Final Abolition of Slavery, 1848. As the 19th century progressed, the echoes of past rebellions and the indomitable spirit of resistance continued to shape the destiny of Guadeloupe. The brutal reinstitution of slavery by Napoleon in 1802 had suppressed the earlier triumphs of the abolitionists, but the dream of freedom never faded. Enslaved people continued to resist through organized revolts, maroon communities, and the preservation of their cultural identity despite relentless oppression. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic and throughout the Caribbean, the winds of abolition were gathering strength. Political and social forces in France were shifting, and by 1848, after decades of struggle, slavery was finally abolished in Guadeloupe. The persistence of resistance and the struggle for dignity. The return of slavery under Napoleon's rule in 1802 led to another period of extreme cruelty. The plantation economy resumed, and enslaved individuals faced even harsher conditions as planters sought to maximize productivity and profits. However, even in the darkest moments, resistance never ceased. Acts of sabotage, desertions, and outright rebellions continued, and enslaved people found ways to undermine the system that sought to dehumanize them. Maroon communities flourished in the island's remote mountainous regions, offering sanctuary to those who had escaped bondage. These communities became self-sufficient, fostering African traditions and providing a beacon of hope to those still enslaved. Throughout the early decades of the 19th century, abolitionist movements gained momentum both within Guadeloupe and in France. The fight for emancipation was no longer confined to those in chains. It had become a broader humanitarian cause. In the metropole, abolitionists, intellectuals, and political reformers increasingly called for the end of slavery, arguing that it was an affront to human dignity and contrary to the values of liberty and equality that France claimed to uphold. The role of Victor Schulcher and the abolitionist movement. One of the most influential figures in the abolition of slavery in Guadeloupe was Victor Schulcher, a French politician and writer who emerged as a leading advocate for emancipation. His relentless efforts to expose the brutal realities of slavery and his impassioned writings on human rights influenced the French government's stance on the issue. Schulcher visited Guadeloupe and other colonies, documenting the suffering of enslaved people and arguing that slavery was not only morally indefensible, but also economically unsustainable. By the 1840s, public opinion in France had shifted significantly, and abolitionist voices were gaining prominence in political circles. The February Revolution of 1848, which led to the establishment of the Second Republic, created an opportunity for radical reforms. The new government, eager to distinguish itself from the monarchy and previous oppressive regimes, took decisive action on the issue of slavery. The decree of April 27, 1848, the end of an era. On April 27, 1848, the Proclamation of Abolition was issued, officially ending slavery in all French territories, including Guadeloupe. The decree, championed by Sculture and his abolitionist allies, declared that all enslaved individuals were to be freed immediately, with no compensation to the former slave owners. It was a moment of profound triumph, the culmination of centuries of struggle, sacrifice, and resilience. News of the decree reached Guadeloupe in May 1848, and the reaction was immediate. Enslaved people across the island celebrated their newfound freedom, some openly rejoicing, while others cautiously awaited confirmation that the system that had brutalized them for generations was truly over. The French authorities in Guadeloupe had no choice but to comply, though many plantation owners and colonial elites resisted the change, lamenting the loss of their economic dominance. The transition to a free society and the challenges of post-emancipation. While the abolition of slavery was a historic victory, it did not instantly erase the profound inequalities and hardships that formerly enslaved individuals faced. The immediate years following emancipation were fraught with economic instability, social tension, and continued exploitation under new forms of oppression. Many freed men and women struggled to find work that paid fair wages, as former plantation owners sought to maintain control over labor. The French colonial administration introduced a system of indentured labor, bringing in workers from India and other regions to replace the enslaved workforce. This practice created new divisions within Guadeloupean society, as former slaves faced displacement and discrimination in the workforce. Land ownership remained a significant barrier to true economic independence. Most of the arable land remained in the hands of former slaveholders and French settlers, forcing many freed individuals into exploitative labor contracts on plantations. Despite these challenges, the freed population worked tirelessly to build their own communities, preserve their cultural heritage, and advocate for political representation. Legacy of the 1848 abolition and its impact on Guadeloupe today. The abolition of slavery in 1848 was not merely an event. It was a turning point that reshaped Guadeloupe's society, politics, and identity. The descendants of those who had been enslaved would go on to play vital roles in shaping the island's future, fighting for civil rights, labor rights, and greater autonomy from France. Today, the legacy of abolition is commemorated in Guadeloupe through public holidays, monuments, and cultural celebrations. The contributions of figures like Victor Sculture and the countless unnamed individuals who resisted enslavement continue to be honored. Yet, the scars of colonialism remain, with economic disparities and racial inequalities still influencing Guadeloupean society. As Guadeloupe moves forward, the memory of 1848 serves as both a reminder of past injustices and an inspiration for future struggles toward equality and self-determination. Chapter 7. The Arrival of Indian Indentured Laborers, 1854-1900. With the abolition of slavery in 1848, Guadeloupe underwent a profound transformation. The island's economy, which had been reliant on the labor of enslaved Africans, faced significant upheaval as plantation owners sought new ways to maintain their dominance over sugar production. Though the formerly enslaved population was now free, many were left economically disadvantaged, often forced into exploitative labor contracts that kept them tied to the plantations under different forms of oppression. Faced with labor shortages, the French colonial authorities turned to a new source of manpower, Indian indentured laborers. From 1854 onwards, thousands of workers were brought from India to Guadeloupe, marking a new chapter in the island's social, economic, and cultural history. The indentured labor system, a new form of exploitation. The recruitment of Indian laborers was framed as a voluntary contract system, offering passage, work, and the promise of wages in exchange for years of service. However, in practice, it was often a deceptive arrangement that mirrored the coercion of the past. Recruiters in India, working under the auspices of the French colonial government, sought out men and women from regions such as Bihar, Tamil Nadu, and Uttar Pradesh, offering them opportunities to work in the Caribbean. Many were misled about the conditions they would face, believing they were heading toward a better life rather than a continuation of hardship. The journey itself was arduous. Ships carrying indentured workers often took 3 to 4 months to reach Guadeloupe, with overcrowded conditions leading to disease, malnutrition, and in some cases, death. Once they arrived, these workers were assigned to sugar plantations, where they were subjected to harsh treatment, long working hours, and an unfamiliar environment that made adaptation difficult. The contracts typically lasted 5 years, but many were forced into extensions, effectively trapping them in cycles of labor from which escape was nearly impossible. Life and struggles of the Indian laborers. For Indian laborers in Guadeloupe, life was marked by brutality, resistance, and survival. Plantation owners, eager to maintain control over their workforce, imposed strict regulations. The working hours were grueling, and punishments for perceived disobedience were severe. While some aspects of the indenture system legally distinguished it from slavery, such as the theoretical ability to leave after a contract expired, the power imbalance between plantation owners and workers meant that many laborers faced oppressive conditions similar to those of the formerly enslaved population. Indian laborers also faced cultural alienation. They had been uprooted from their homeland and placed in a society where they were initially regarded with suspicion and treated as second-class citizens. Religious and linguistic differences, as well as the challenges of preserving traditions in a foreign land, made integration difficult. Many found solace in small community gatherings where they maintained their customs, including Hindu and Muslim religious practices, cuisine, and language dialects. Despite their struggles, Indian laborers played a significant role in shaping Guadeloupe's identity. Over time, they established temples, introduced new agricultural practices, and formed a distinct Indo-Guadeloupean culture that blended Indian heritage with Creole influences. Conflicts and tensions with the Creole population. The arrival of Indian laborers created social tensions within Guadeloupean society. The freed Afro-Guadeloupean population saw the recruitment of indentured workers as an attempt by the colonial administration to undermine their push for higher wages and land ownership. Plantation owners, rather than paying fair wages to the formerly enslaved, sought to exploit Indian laborers at lower costs, which created divisions among the island's working class. While both populations suffered under colonial rule, the differences in treatment, status, and opportunities led to frictions. Over time, however, intermarriage, shared cultural spaces, and common struggles led to greater integration between the Indo-Guadeloupean and Creole communities, contributing to the diverse ethnic fabric of modern Guadeloupe. The end of the indenture system and its lasting impact. By the early 20th century, the Indian indentured labor system began to decline, largely due to growing criticism from humanitarian activists and changes in colonial labor policies. The system was officially abolished in the 1920s, and by then, thousands of Indian laborers had settled permanently in Guadeloupe. Many chose to stay rather than return to India, as they had formed families, established businesses, and adapted to life in the Caribbean. The legacy of the indentured labor era remains deeply embedded in Guadeloupean society. Today, Indo-Guadeloupean descendants continue to preserve Hindu festivals, temples, and cultural traditions, while also being fully integrated into the broader Creole identity of the island. Their contributions to Guadeloupe's agriculture, economy, and cultural landscape remain undeniable. Conclusion: a transformative period in Guadeloupe's history. The arrival of Indian indentured laborers was one of the most significant demographic shifts in Guadeloupe's history. Though framed as an economic necessity, it was another chapter of exploitation that mirrored the injustices of slavery. However, out of this adversity emerged a resilient community that would leave an indelible mark on the island's history. This period also underscores the continuing struggles of Guadeloupean society under colonial rule, as economic structures remained heavily skewed in favor of plantation elites and racial divisions were reinforced. Yet, through perseverance, cultural preservation, and adaptation, the Indo-Guadeloupean community became an integral part of the island's evolving identity. Chapter 8: The Fight for Workers' Rights and Social Struggles, 1900 to 1940. As Guadeloupe entered the 20th century, the scars of slavery and indentured labor still shaped its society. The plantation economy, dominated by sugar production, remained the backbone of the island's wealth, but the conditions for workers, whether Afro-Guadeloupean, Indo-Guadeloupean, or Creole, remained dire. Despite the abolition of slavery and the formal end of the indentured system, workers continued to face extreme exploitation, poverty, and systemic oppression. This chapter examines the rise of labor movements, social activism, and political awakening that shaped Guadeloupe between 1900 and 1940, culminating in the first organized struggles for workers' rights and equality. The colonial economy and worker exploitation. The early 20th century saw little improvement in the conditions of workers. The majority of the island's population remained tied to the plantation system, working for low wages under harsh conditions. The abolition of slavery in 1848 had not resulted in true economic freedom. Land remained in the hands of former slave owners and French colonial elites, leaving freed individuals with few means to establish independent livelihoods. Indentured laborers, particularly those of Indian descent, faced continued discrimination and segregation, often receiving lower wages than their Afro-Creole counterparts. Plantation owners and business elites wielded immense power, controlling both the land and the means of production. Many workers labored under exploitative sharecropping and tenancy agreements, which kept them in cycles of debt and dependency. The French colonial administration did little to address these inequities, prioritizing the island's economic profitability over the welfare of its workers. However, growing awareness of labor rights and socialist ideals began to stir unrest, particularly as international movements for workers' rights gained momentum. The rise of labor movements and trade unions. By the 1920s, workers in Guadeloupe began to organize, inspired by labor movements in France, the Caribbean, and Latin America. The emergence of trade unions and socialist groups marked a turning point in the island's labor history. Activists, often facing violent repression, demanded fair wages, better working conditions, and an end to racial and economic discrimination. One of the most important figures of this era was Henri Sidambaram, an Indo-Guadeloupean activist who fought for equal rights for Indian descendants and workers' protections. Sidambaram's advocacy for Indo-Guadeloupeans' full French citizenship status highlighted the broader struggles of racial and labor discrimination. His legal battles and protests helped lay the foundation for future reforms. Meanwhile, Afro-Guadeloupean workers also mobilized, forming unions and political organizations to challenge the economic dominance of plantation elites. The Confédération Générale du Travail, CGT, a French labor organization, gained influence in Guadeloupe, advocating for better conditions and inspiring mass strikes that shook the island's economic structure. Major strikes and social unrest. The most defining moments in Guadeloupe's labor struggles came in the form of organized strikes and protests. The 1925 sugar workers' strike was one of the largest demonstrations of worker resistance. Thousands of laborers walked off plantations, demanding higher wages, humane treatment, and an end to exploitative labor practices. The colonial administration, fearing economic instability, responded with a combination of force and negotiation. Throughout the 1930s, unrest continued to build. Women played a crucial role in labor activism, organizing community efforts, advocating for wage equality, and resisting both racial and gender oppression. Despite facing violent crackdowns from colonial authorities, Guadeloupean workers refused to be silenced. The intersection of race, class, and politics. Labor struggles in Guadeloupe were deeply intertwined with racial and class tensions. White plantation elites and French colonial officials sought to divide workers along racial lines, exploiting historical tensions between Afro-Creoles and Indo-Guadeloupeans. However, shared experiences of exploitation ultimately fostered solidarity among the working class, as labor leaders emphasized the need for unity against colonial oppression. At the same time, global political changes influenced Guadeloupe's labor movement. The rise of socialism, communism, and anti-colonial sentiments in Europe, Africa, and the Caribbean resonated with local activists. Figures like M. Césaire and Léon Gontran-Damas, key figures in the Negritude movement, influenced Guadeloupean intellectuals, who began advocating not only for workers' rights, but also for cultural pride and anti-colonial resistance. French colonial response and reforms. The growing labor unrest and political activism in Guadeloupe forced the French government to acknowledge the need for reform. By the late 1930s, the colonial administration introduced modest labor protections, including wage adjustments and improved working conditions. However, these reforms were often insufficient and inconsistently enforced. Many plantation owners resisted change, leading to ongoing disputes and tensions. Despite the limitations of these reforms, the labor movements of 1900 to 1940 laid the groundwork for future struggles. The spirit of resistance, the formation of powerful trade unions, and the demands for justice would continue to shape Guadeloupe's path towards greater political autonomy and social equality in the decades to come. Conclusion: a legacy of resistance and change. The early 20th century was a defining era in Guadeloupe's labor history. The courage of sugar workers, union leaders, and social activists transformed the island's political landscape, setting the stage for future victories in labor rights, civil equality, and anti-colonial movements. While economic and social struggles persisted beyond 1940, this period represented the awakening of political consciousness among Guadeloupean workers. Their defiance in the face of oppression and their commitment to justice would inspire generations to come.